views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and
Sky Siegel.
So this week's topic, we're going to be talking about trust, and we're going to be talking about love and sex and all that good stuff.
Love.
That's all you need is love.
My favorite topic, guys.
So, but you want to know something? When it comes to trust, a lot of people would love to have everyone trust them, but that comes with a big responsibility. And, you know, a lot of people do say, you know, trust me. But, you know, if you're acting in one way and your integrity isn't where it should be, but yet you're still asking people to trust you, it really doesn't hold much weight. It's all within your actions.
That's so true. Because there's an old saying, what is that old saying?
I don't know what saying you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm going to think of it.
She doesn't know what that saying is.
Wait. No. There is an old saying. I'm just having a rough day.
You're having a brain fart right now? It'll come to you.
Wait, I'll tell you what it is. It's don't trust what you see. Don't trust what you hear. Trust what you see. That's what it is. Sorry, guys. It's trust what you see and not what you hear. Always trust what you see. And also, guys, when somebody puts their best foot forward to do something for you, one word, one action is worth a million words. And that's another old thing I was thinking of. One good deed is worth 1,000 words. If you have somebody always blowing smoke up your butt, telling you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it never comes. Yeah, it never pulls through.
Yeah.
Are you going to trust that person, or are you going to trust the person who tells you, I'm going to do that, and the next day he's over your house doing it, or she's over your house doing it? You know what I mean? Who are you going to trust?
Trust isn't about Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
So, no, when you're dealing with trust, trust isn't about being also about being promiscuous. Trust is about pulling through on your word. You know, so when you're with your partner, if they tell you or you tell them that you're going to do something, you know, you should do it. You know, every once in a while, people get caught up with crap, and you can't do it because circumstances happen, so you might be delayed or you can't do it. And it's interesting because a lot of people, you know, say a lot of times, they say, you know, I wouldn't miss it for the world, or, you know, I will 100% be there, or trust me, don't worry, I'll be there. But believe it or not, no one could 100% guarantee you on an outcome, because you never know what circumstances might pull through. Now, there's a difference when someone does this on a regular basis by letting you down on their words, and there's a difference when somebody, you know, usually pulls through on their word, but that every once in a while circumstances happen. And people beat themselves up with guilt. I'm so sorry. I meant to be here. I meant to do this. I should have pulled through. I should have done this. I should have done that. You know, there's a difference when somebody's consistent with their actions on pulling through, and that every once in a blue moon, crap happens in life and you can't. So, you know, and people are very uptight about always wanting to be on target with their words, which is great. But at the same token, it's unrealistic to think that you could always pull through all the times for everyone.
If anybody really knows about trust, it's us. And I'll tell you why. Being in the line of work we are in, we rely on our angels. We trust what we're hearing so that we can give you the messages that are healing for you. So it is a big trust issue for us to listen and to interpret what we're hearing correctly and to pass on that information that Spirit wants you to know. And that comes with a big responsibility, folks. So we have to trust explicitly in what we hear. And if we make a mistake, it's not from what we heard. It's because we misinterpreted it incorrectly. Because right. We're human.
Yeah, that's right. And so the difference between, you know, someone who is psychic like us or medium and somebody who, say, is not a part of this, we learn to trust our gut instincts. We learn to trust that whatever is being given to us is the truth. Now, does it always come true? Because, no, it doesn't. But at the same token, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, we might have misinterpreted what the message was. But number two, sometimes just by you having information in advance, you could change the course of your actions, which then changes the outcome of whatever it is that we saw.
I'll give you a perfect example, if I might.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you guys know already, my dog Weezer was sick with a heart condition. He was so very sick that we had to get him in on an emergency to a hospital, vet hospital. When I got there, the doctor said, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Siegel, we have to put Weezer down." And I heard a voice in my head telling me, "No, give him 12 hours. Give him 12 hours. So I said to the doctor, "Nope, I will not put him down. I'll give him 12 hours. Give him 24 hours. Just give him just 12 hours. She said, "Well, in my opinion, I don't think that anything is going to happen. He's going to get worse. The dog is suffering." And I said, "Please trust me on this." I didn't want to tell her where this information was coming from because I really didn't like her attitude. And I also didn't like the fact that she looked at my dog and just wanted to put him to sleep. I mean, this is a part of my family. So she said, "Okay, you're paying. So we'll give him the 12 hours. Within that 12-hour period, Weezer made a 180-degree
turnaround.
180-degree turnaround. He literally started to deflate from the water, and he was responding beautifully to the medications, and God bless him, we still have him. And this is like 2 years later, folks. If I would have trusted this woman and allowed her to put my dog down at that time, I would have never had the benefit of having the love and affection and attention and kindness of this dog from 2 years.
But you
two years of not having it.
But Sky, you have to understand, again,
yes.
Most people in the world, they don't have the gift like we
yes,
do.
Yes, I get that.
And so, you know, you're gonna take the word of a professional, of a vet, who, you know, deals with this on a regular basis. And she sees that, you know, nobody wants to put down their pet or to, and, you know, so she was going according to her past experience
statistics.
And to protocol, statistics, and everything else, you know. So she was, you know, giving the best advice according to what she knows. I don't think she was just being ruthless, but at the same token, like us, we have to become emotionally detached
yes.
from the information that we give.
I get it.
Whereas somebody else. So for you, the only reason why you were able to do what you do is because you had a voice from up above that told you something different. So you
right.
were able to trust. Now, most people would have trusted the doctor and said, "Put your dog to sleep." And they would have done it and they would have accepted it. And yes, it would have been a heartache. But again, you know, when we give information to the public, all right, and there are times where we're not accurate, it doesn't mean that we stop listening to the voices or to the images that come to us, because this is what makes us, and I'll say it boldly, this is what makes us as good as we are, because we consistently still listen to that voice, even at the cost of possibly sometimes being wrong. But just because you're wrong that 5%, 10%, whatever it is. Actually, I think one of the top psychics in the world, I think, such as us.
Yes.
we're like 80% as
89%.
Far as... It's about 80% is what consistently what people have said.
Right.
As far as the accuracy goes. And that's a very high percentage. But,
it is.
But just because you're wrong sometimes, it doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do or that you should stop doing because you've had a bad experience.
And I trusted the voice that I heard. I trusted my angels. And that was just no voice. That was the voice of my angels and his angels. Because I do believe dogs have angels too.
Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that this year or last year, the Pope said, dogs and cats and pets do go to heaven. And there was years and years when in the Vatican, they did not bring that to the public eye. But this year, well, last year, the end of last year, the Vatican made an announcement that animals go to heaven, folks. So I believed in that voice of my angels, making me aware that he was going to live. And I trusted. I trusted 1,000,000%. There was no question.
You know what? 100% is never in Sky's category.
Never.
No, it's always well above and beyond. But right now with that, trust us, we're going to be back after this commercial break.
1,000,000%.
1,000,000%.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky.
Hi.
Angels and Answers.
Yeah.
And this topic, this hour, we're talking about, you know, the value of trust. And, you know, trust is something that's strongly to be valued. And, you know, I gotta be honest. Here
please,
I am talking about trust.
Be honest.
All right. I'm going to stop BSing you. And now I'm going to be honest.
Thank God.
But, you know, in my previous relationship, I'm going to be very general with it because I don't want to throw dirt out there and stuff. But, you know, because, you know, at the beginning of my relationship, you know, when you say your vows, when you say, you know, your intentions at the very beginning of a relationship is to last forever. Your
right.
intentions are to back each other up, come hell to high water.
Right.
Your intentions are to be there through thick and thin. And, you know, so what happened is that I did bow out of my last relationship. And the reason why I bowed out is because I felt like I was being disrespected. And whenever I felt like I was being disrespected, of all my relationships, if I felt like I was being disrespected, I always bowed out. And, you know, so you give your best foot forward, you give your best foot forward. And when your partner is not pulling through, even after you try to talk to them, if they're not taking you into consideration of your values, of your feelings, how much can you possibly take until you finally say enough is enough? So I kind of dealt with some heavy duty issues, which again, I'm not going to go deep into it, but they were pretty heavy duty issues where I was being very disrespected and I started feeling really, really bad. So I backed out of, you know, my last relationship, my marriage, and I don't feel guilty 1 ounce for what I did. And I know I had to do what I had to do out of self-respect and self-love for myself.
But if I can interrupt you for 1 second,
sure.
They don't understand. When Artie gives his love, it's not only a physical love or an emotional love. He gives with everything he's got. So when he says disrespected, understand that this man is giving 1,000,000% more than a regular man would give. And I'm not even exaggerating, guys. I mean, when he's in a committed relationship, he worries about his partner. He cares about his partner. He makes sure that his partner has everything so that when he's not there, he doesn't have to worry about her. I mean, I know Artie so well, and I know what he gives in a relationship. And it's so much more than you could even expect. So when he says disrespected, trust me, it's not something like an ego issue. It's not. It's he gives 1,000,000% of himself.
So what I was, thank you very much. But
no,
what
it's true.
But what I was saying is that now from my partner's point of view, you know, she thinks that I am the biggest jackass and I am the biggest deceit and I am the biggest this, I'm the worst this and the worst that, because I would stop trying to meet up to her expectations according to her perception and her expectations of life of what she wanted. And so, you know, effortlessly, I would accommodate her and I would do whatever I can to try to make her life and her daughter's life as smooth as possible with everything that I've given. And I've gotten beautiful letters from her in the past and the cards and everything expressing how much she appreciates all what I do for her. But then, you know, again, within her actions, as far as, you know, she's grateful for what I do for her, but then in response, I wasn't getting what my needs were. And so therefore, when I stopped, she got very, very upset with me because it's like no matter what I said to try to have a compromise or to try to express my feelings, you know, she got very offended and she saw everything just from her point of view as far as her expectations and her world and her reality and what I would be doing like if I didn't keep on accommodating her and her daughter in her way. So when I finally did back out, because no matter what I said, no matter what I did, it wasn't enough. So from her point of view, I broke all the trust. And so at a certain point, it's like, when is enough enough? So, you know, there's always two sides to a story, you know, and I'm very honest in the fact that, you know, to admit that, you know, yes, from her perspective, she thinks that I'm very deceitful and that, you know, I didn't give her a chance. And I've given her many chances. It's just that, you know, finally, when you say enough is enough and you're gone, they say, wait. You know, and so a narcissist, this is what a narcissist is. A narcissist is somebody who will step up their game for the moment, whether it lasts a couple of days, it could last a week, 2 weeks, even a month, maybe even 2 months. And then they go right back into the same old, same old.
And also a narcissist is someone who has to be the center of attention and the center of conversation. And it has to be all about them, no matter what the circumstances are. You can't have a 50-50. They have to be top banana.
Right, throughout all the conversations.
Exactly.
And throughout, you know, everything what's going on, it has to be about them.
Right.
And it's a shame. So, you know, but like I was saying, you know, I feel really bad. I mean, I do and I don't. I feel bad that's how she feels and that's how I left her. And that's how she perceives me. And everyone has a right to perceive you how they wish to perceive you. But you cannot meet up to everyone else's expectations. It's being extremely unrealistic. And so the bottom line is you could do the best you can do with what you got. And while you're taking care of everyone else, are you also taking care of yourself? But those people feel, so many people feel depleted because they've given so much of their love and energy to everyone else and they haven't honored themselves. So it's not just everyone else's fault. It's your fault for not listening to your own soul, listening to your own gut.
But and we have to take to take a commercial break right now, folks, and we will be right back.
We promise.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
I love you, love me.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and me, Skye Siegel. You know, guys, we never gave you the studio number so you can call in for a mini reading, okay? So I'd like to go ahead and do that right now. The number for the studio to call in for a mini reading for Artie or myself is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get an unbelievably fantastic reading with our dear Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. That's ANGELS-02.
And for Skye, if you want an amazing reading, is 908-500-1474. And the numbers we just gave was for our number personally. But you can call into the station right now if you'd like to get a quick free mini reading for the whole world to listen to. We'll try to keep it as private and as intimate as possible, but hey, listen, we can only go so far.
Hey, listen, if you want to fake your name, that's okay with us.
That's right. Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's right.
So, but our topic for this hour is talking about truth and talking about trust. And, you know, what is your truth doesn't mean it's somebody else's truth.
That's very true.
You know, it is.
That's a whole subject in itself.
Yeah, because everyone has a different perspective of what their truth is.
Right.
You know, and everyone, you know, like they say, a painting says 1,000 words. And, you know, when you look at a painting, it will remind you of one thing. Whereas your friend or partner, whoever you're with, is looking at the exact same painting. And you're, they're seeing a totally different perspective.
Right, a totally different perspective on it.
You know, they do a lot. What's interesting is they do a lot of TV shows and movies where there's segments where they have the wife's point of view of what happened back then. And then they do a whole other segment of just the fella's point of view of what happened.
Right.
And it's a totally different perspective of what they think of or what happened or what was the meaning behind everything.
Or how they perceived what really went on.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
And that's a topic, too, because men and women do perceive things in very different ways. Like, I could say to my husband, oh, look at that beautiful plant. I perceive that as a thing of beauty. He perceives it as that I spend too much money and that he's got to take care of it.
You want to know something? I used to go, every once in a while, I would go antiquing with my ex-wife, my second wife, Kathy. And she had this ability where she could look at a piece of junk, literally, it was a piece of junk. It could be a tin of something, or it could be whatever it is. And she goes, oh my God, that is so beautiful. I said, are you kidding me? I said, it's ugly. She goes, no, but if I just painted it up like this, and if I added this, and I added this, she goes, oh my God, it would look so beautiful in this corner. I said, all right, go ahead, knock yourself out. And sure enough, she would make it look like, oh my God, it would be a conversation piece.
See?
And so people have, like Skye also has that ability to see something and to make it a work of art.
Thank you. That's so friendly.
It is. And, you know, everybody has a different perspective. It's as simple as that. And also the reason why people have a different perspective is based on their upbringing and based on their experiences in life. So everyone has, again, a different perspective of what they feel the truth is or what's common sense and what's not common sense, what's crazy, what's normal. And it's really interesting because being the youngest, being the middle child, and being the oldest child, all coming from the same family, everyone's gonna have a different perspective point of view.
You're right.
Of how they feel about different people, you know?
Or even how they were brought up.
Or how
mommy treated you and didn't treat me.
Right, and everyone feels slighted,
exactly.
You know? And it's like, no matter how much someone else gets, it's like, oh my God, you know? And one person who's used to getting all the time, that one or two times they don't get, they feel like, oh my God, I never get anything.
Right.
Whereas the other person says, are you kidding me? You get like everything. This is the one time, this is my birthday, this is my time, and I deserve it. You know, it's like, you know, throw me a bone already, you know?
It's
and
so true. It's all a matter of perspective.
Everything is perspective. But again, you know, with when it comes to truth, you know, it takes weeks, months, even years to build up to gain someone's trust. It takes a moment
to
break trust. It's like a tree.
It is true.
You know, it could take 100 years to grow a gorgeous tree.
Yes.
I mean, it just takes a few minutes to knock it down. And it's interesting how that works in life. It really is.
You know? And it's sad. It's sad. Because like Artie said in the beginning of the conversation, yes, you work very hard and you try to build up somebody's confidence in you. You do whatever you say you're going to do. And then there's that one time that they're waiting for you and trusting that you're going to do what you have to do. And because of the situation, you can't fulfill the obligation. And all of a sudden you get the reputation of saying, being, oh, well, they're not true to their word and I trusted them. And but you know, folks, you have to realize that people are human. If they do it on a steady diet, like Artie said, it's one thing. If you do it just because it happens at one time, you can't be a hard butt and you can't, you know, chastise the person for situations that are arising. So, you know, there's so many different ways a person can show you trust. And not only by the actions or deeds that they do, by the words that they say, but also by the way they unselfishly treat you. I mean, sometimes you don't even have to ask people. They just do things because they see you need something or want something, and you can't maybe do it for yourself or afford it for yourself, and they step out of their comfort zone to help you. That is a trust, believe it or not. So it comes in so many different ways and so many ways to recognize. So when you have a friend or a lover, and this person is giving you all of the above and forgets one thing, I wouldn't worry so much about it. I really wouldn't. But then there's the cases where it's the complete opposite, that you are putting your love and trust into somebody and behind your back, they're cheating on you. I mean, to me, that would be the worst thing that could ever happen because of the fact that you have built up this relationship, this emotional, painful, emotional trust of sheer and utter love for another human, and they are with somebody else. I mean, that's got to be like taking you and dropping you from a 10-story building.
Unfortunately, a lot of people experience that, and because of what a past love has done to them, they stop giving their best because they were conditioned from past history. And I think everyone at some point is a little guilty of that because, you know, you built up a defensive mechanism and you stop becoming the best person that you could be in a given circumstance or situation because what has been done to you. So I've explained this to many, many women. I said, because you have built such a high defensive wall that you don't want to get your heart broken or hurt again,
right.
I said, you're never going to experience love at that ultimate level. So, and then at times, a lot of people, many times, people go live their life, you know, bitterly or very anxiously because they block tremendous love from being in their life. So it's your choice, you know, whether you want to live life defensively or if you want to learn to trust again. But it takes time to get there. And, you know, so God bless you if you're able to overcome that hurdle. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My eyes have told you, oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes have told you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, so close, and yet so far. Carried your books from school, playing make believe you're married to me. You were fifth grade, I was sixth when we came to be. Walking home every day, over Barnacott Bridge and Bay, till we grew into me and you, who went our separate way. My eyes are torture, oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes are torture, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I. So close and yet so far. Headed for city lights, climb the ladder up to fortune and fame. Worked my fingers to the bone, made myself a name. Funny, I seem to find that no matter how the years unwind, still I reminisce about the girl I miss and the love I left behind. My eyes adored you, oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, so close, and yet so far. My eyes are so close. Oh, my life.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We were discussing about trust. When it comes to trust, all you can do is the best you can do with what you got. And sometimes some people are so locked in their ways that they're not willing to open and listen to you when you're trying to explain circumstances. Because another thing is that people come to their own conclusions
without hearing the truth.
Without hearing the truth or what the overall circumstances are. And so, therefore, you know, when you block your mind out, or when the other person blocks their mind out from listening to the overall story, because, you know, a lot of people get caught up in the moment about what they believe to be the truth is without hearing the full story. So, you know, like I said, it happens with relationships. So it's very important before you jump to conclusions that you hear the full side of the story of why things happen the way that they are. And let me tell you something, this whole week, this whole past week has been so screwy for me.
Us too.
I mean, the communications of everybody, my clients, my customers, my everything, personal life, business life, everything has been like,
it's been
really crazy.
You want to hear something? I was talking to somebody on the phone, and the television was on, and I lowered it. All of a sudden, the television flipped off, it flipped back on, and then it went to every station individually, popped it on, you know, because I have a smart television. So it went to every icon, went into every icon, came back out of it, searched more, went back into other icons, came out of it, and continued to do that. Then it paused.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that was the screwiest thing. And the remote was right in front of my face on top of my hassock, not touched by anybody. I was absolutely watching it, and nothing was touching it. Nothing. So I know that the planets must be in some type of disalignment.
I honestly thought we were in Mercury retrograde.
Really?
But we're not.
We're not?
We're not. No, it's not.
It seems
so
that
I know. I think it's happening at the end of August is Mercury retrograde. And it's going to last all the way up until September 22nd, the end of August, September 22nd. So Mercury,
it's not a good time.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde is the time where you want to lay low and you don't want to start any new projects or buy anything major league during Mercury retrograde.
Right.
So you gotta really, I mean, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, and Murphy's Law will always happen during Mercury retrograde. But thank God, at least we have a little time. That's not until the end of August. So, oh my God. So I actually had a good day today. Today I went to the beach and I relaxed out in the sun.
You look like you have a nice little tan going.
Yeah, I got a nice little tan going. Yeah.
It was good. How bad was it at the beach? Was it hot?
It was hot. It was brutally hot. Yeah. So I was out there for a couple hours. And let me tell you something, when I was younger, I used to be able to tolerate the heat like nothing. I used to be out there for hours and it wouldn't even bother me.
Yeah.
Now it's like after like 2-3 hours, it's like, you know, get me out, you know?
Tuesday, I had a major, major asthma attack from the weather.
Really?
Yes. Richie and I were going someplace, and all of a sudden, I had to make him turn home and take me home for my medicines and everything.
Really?
Yeah, I was really sick.
Oh, wow.
And I looked so nice.
How long did it last?
All day. In fact, I went right to sleep with my medication, and that's supposed to keep you up because there's steroids in it. I fell right to sleep about 2 o'clock. I slept all the way through the night. I got a phone call, or somebody texted me through the night, which was Guy. And I answered him in my sleep and then went right back to sleep until the early hours of the morning.
Well, that's better than me, because the other, what was it, last night I was talking to a friend in California. I ended up falling asleep. I felt bad.
That was so funny.
I woke up 3 o'clock in the morning to look at my phone and said, did you fall asleep?
Oh,
I said,
oh my God.
I had to apologize, but
we're going to go
to a commercial break, everyone, so stick around.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed Guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.